Let's now go to step six, which is launch the property. In launching a property, the whole idea here is instead of you being overly accommodating to every buyer who calls you, and then you end up showing the property after buyer after buyer after buyer, and you wasting your time, don't do that. Instead, what you need to do is you need to create an impression that there's so much demand on the property, okay? And you want your... And by doing that, what will happen is, number one, you'll be able to sell the property. And number two, you'll be able to further build your buyer's database. All right? And then number three, there's also this side benefit of, as sellers see that you are good in selling properties, as sellers see that... You know that a lot of your properties are being sold very quickly, you will attract more sellers, okay? And they will basically seek your help in you helping them to sell their properties, okay? I know it doesn't seem to make sense right now because I'm not telling you all the details yet, but it will become apparent as we go through this, okay? So what you do in launching a property is first you sell it at a price, okay, which is basically half of the market value, okay. And the reason why you do that is you want to, well, and for one, that is only the starting bidding price, okay. So you're basically like auctioning a property, okay. And if you walk in a bar and let's say you hold up, you know, a 1,000 peso bill, and you tell everyone, you shout at the top of your lungs, you know, that, hey, I can offer this 1,000 peso bill for 500 pesos, okay? Then someone will say, well, I can give you 600 pesos for that, alright? Then someone will say, I can offer you 700 pesos for your 1,000 peso bill, alright? Then someone will say, I will offer you 800 pesos for your 1,000 peso bill. You know, and even if someone shouts, I'll offer you 900 pesos for your 1,000 peso bill, the fact is, you know, even if I offer 900 pesos for a 1,000 peso bill, I'm still saving 100 pesos. So there's still value, you know, in that 1,000 peso bill if I put in 900 pesos, right? You know, so in theory, it can go up to 999 pesos, okay, because it's still cheaper by 1 peso, okay? So that's the whole idea. So if you offer your house or your property at half the price or the value, okay, and, you know, you make it clear that that's a starting bid, okay, but when you advertise it or when you market it like that, it's half the price, then bam, you will get a lot of buyers, okay? Whether qualified or not qualified, it doesn't matter if you're launching this property, because what will happen is you get these buyers all at the same time, okay, so that they will know that there is so much demand for the property, okay? So you advertise this as like half the price, you know, worth 10 million must sell for 5 million or something like that, you know, worth what 2 million must sell for 1 million, and then you say, you know, I will sell this house, you know, by this Sunday, so go and check this house on Saturday, all right? And when you do that, okay, basically what will happen is you create this bidding atmosphere, right? And then that will jack up the price, all right? And then on top of that, you provide an awesome bonus package, okay? And the awesome bonus package is, you know, it can be related or not related to the property. You know, you can offer like a big screen TV. Or, you know, if it's an expensive property, like a 10 million peso property, you can offer like a car, okay? I mean, something crazy like that. You can offer like an iPad, you know, since that's the in nowadays. As I'm, you know, recording this video, you can have a trip for four, you know, all expenses paid to Enchanted Kingdom or whatever, you know? So whatever bonus package you can come up with, trip to Hong Kong, you know, put it out there. Of course, the numbers have to work on your end. I mean, if you're making, you know, 500,000 pesos on a deal, you can offer, you know, ridiculous bonus package like trip to Hong Kong for two or something like that, right? But if you're only making 100,000 pesos on a deal potentially, you know, if you get the price that you want, then, you know, then maybe you need to offer a more affordable bonus package, but make it still exciting or enticing. Obviously, when you're acquiring a deal, if you acquire a deal as I tell you to acquire them, then you'll be able to get good deals, you know, properties that you can make a lot more money with, okay, because you're getting them at a big discount, all right? And then you make it clear to them that, hey, you will give the bonus package to them only and only when the house gets sold on that day, or only when you buy the house on that day, okay? And if you structure it such that you're not obligated to sell if you don't meet your target price, okay? When the bidders bid and they, you know, you don't meet the target price, then you're not obligated to sell, okay? And, you know, I've done this product launch concept. You know, it wasn't called a product launch or a property launch by that time, but, you know, we have gotten in one auction type open house like this, we have gotten like 50 buyers all at one time, okay? In another case, we got like 100 buyers all at one time, which is so cool, you know, but you're not obligated to sell if you cannot, you know, meet your target price. That's the beauty of this. But the other beauty in this, well, the real beauty is, you know, you get a lot of buyers all at the same time competing for your property, okay? And then, you know, that creates what I call social proof. And then, you know, they bid up the price, right? You know, because of that competition, okay? And they know there's so many buyers in that house, okay? And then it creates a scarcity component because obviously they're competing with, you know, there's so many of them and there's only one house, right? And then there's a sense of urgency. Why? Because there's an awesome bonus package that you will get only when you buy the house on that, you know, by that time, all right? So the combination of all of these, you know, will be so much that you'll be able to sell the property. And in the absolute worst case that you don't, right, or that you won't sell the property for some reason, maybe because the price is too high, it allows you to build a buyer's database in a hurry, okay? Because imagine, you know, let's say best case scenario, you know, let's say you got 50 buyers, right? Only one buyer, you know, will eventually buy the house, right? What happens to the other 49 buyers? Now that those 49 buyers will be able to find them good deals, all right? You know, so that will keep you busy for a while, those 49 buyers. And then if you need another boost of your buyer's database, you do a property launch all over again, okay? So this will allow you to further build your buyer's database. And as you've learned from step 5, you know, the more buyers you have, the higher the chances that you will sell a property. And if you do it the other way, that is, you look for a buyer first and then you look for a house for a buyer, that becomes an easier approach versus you have a house that you cannot sell, okay? So with that, let's now go to the next step.